The State Assembly approved a bill last night that would increase the minimum wage in New York City and its suburbs, including Westchester County, to $15 an hour by the end of 2018 and to $12.60 statewide. Now it goes to the Senate, which has balked at increasing the minimum wage. Meanwhile, the Assembly passed a pair of bills already approved by the state Senate to protect New York women from workplace discrimination. One strengthens protections against sexual harassment in the workplace. The other requires a reasonable accommodation for pregnant employees. Ellen Redman is with the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. She said with each women's equality agenda bill that passes, the women of the state of New York take one step closer to gaining the protections they deserve. Dean Skelos, the New York State Senate Republican majority leader, is facing charges which include extortion and soliciting bribes. This in a federal investigation into the awarding of a $12 million contract to a company which hired his son. Meanwhile, Skelos is holding on to power, even though some Republicans say he should step down as leader.
Sometimes some Republicans have nothing to do but complain because they can't do anything else.
Skelos told Long Island reporters he is innocent. Here's what he said about the 43-page criminal complaint against him.
The complaint is really nothing more than a press release.
After a special election yesterday on the taxpayer's dime, Dan Donovan, the Staten Island District Attorney, was elected to replace Representative Michael Grimm, who pleaded guilty to federal tax fraud. Donovan came to national attention when the grand jury he impaneled didn't indict police officer Daniel Pantaleo in the chokehold death of Eric Garner. This despite widely viewed video evidence. The 11th district where Donovan was elected is considerably more conservative than other districts in the city. It includes Republican-heavy Staten Island, along with a small part of southern Brooklyn. This is where Grimm had won re-election in 2014, despite the fact that he was under federal indictment. And the NYCLU, the New York Civil Liberties Union, is appealing the Staten Island judge's decision to keep the grand jury record secret in the Eric Garner grand jury case. The NYCLU is joined by Legal Aid, the NAACP of Staten Island, and the Public Advocate's Office in appealing Judge William Garnett's rejection of their request to disclose the records. Million Hoodies has a petition going to use city funds for community services rather than for 1,000 new NYPD officers, which was recommended by the New York City Council. They are using the hashtag NoNewNYPD on Twitter. They are at Million Hoodies. Go to safetybeyondpolicing.com for more information. One of the areas they want to see community improvement in is mental health services. That's just where Mayor de Blasio announced there will be substantial increases in New York City. $54.4 million in fiscal year 16 and $78.3 million in fiscal year 17. De Blasio is using a multi-agency approach. It includes victim advocates at all 71 NYPD precincts and in all 9 Housing Bureau Police Service areas. It also includes placing licensed clinical social workers in all contracted family shelters and in the city's 20 largest senior centers. As well, the budget includes $11.2 million in fiscal 16, $13.2 in fiscal 17 to complete mental health needs assessments in all 130 community schools. Also to open mental health clinics as needed in these schools. Healthy relationship training will also be put in effect for children in foster care. And finally, a construction worker fell to his death yesterday in Midtown Manhattan. He fell 24 stories down an elevator shaft into the cellar. This was at the site of the future Rue Hotel at 46th Street and 8th Avenue. The hotel is being built by the Rinaldi Group, which boasts on its website that it's using non-union labor. The work site was previously cited when a worker fell from the 5th to the 2nd floor during demolition of the building in 2013. Union workers have repeatedly voiced safety concerns over non-union shops, which don't have the benefit of licensed, trained workers. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.